The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That is greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about health symptoms that you should never ignore. I can say that one thing that I pride myself on, well, there's many things that I pride myself on. One of the main things is actively getting to the root cause of problems. My mom let me know that as a child, I was difficult. And I feel as if that did me justice as an adult. Because, you know, and I have a three-year-old now, and I always think, oh my goodness, this is going to get you somewhere in life. Right now, as a parent, this is not as fun. But the but whys, right? Oh, this happened. Okay, but why? Why? Oh, you have this symptom, but why? But why? Because so oftentimes, say you might have headaches or migraines, and they're like, perfect. You can take a Excedrin migraine. Here is, you know, you can have your shots. Here's these different preemptive pills, all the different things. And my thought is, but why? Right? Like, why do you have headaches? There has to be a reason why. It's not like you just wake up one day and you're like, oh, there's my normal headache. But the problem is that we sit with symptoms for so long that we have very much normalized them. Oh, this is my normal headache. This is my normal back pain. This is my normal digestive issues. And you're like, no, you've sat with that symptom for so long that now you're like, oh yeah, that's just who I am. Like, I just have digestive issues. I just have headaches. And you're like, no. But why? But why? And I feel as if you don't have a doctor who's on your side, who's on your team, actively fighting for you to figure out the but whys. Let me give you a great example. This is not necessarily a sign or symptom. I'm not getting this show started yet, but I just want to give an example because I have a really good health in the news. I had a patient who came in recently and has had a pretty substantial amount of digestive issues. And they're like, doctors try this, they try that. You know, sometimes it's constipation, sometimes it's diarrhea, stomach pains, bloating, all of these symptoms. And I said, okay, so what have you done so far for these? And she said, well, we've done the stool test and, you know, the doctors have looked at MRIs and everything just kind of comes back normal. But why? But why do you have this? You know, and that's often one. Most people don't realize that the nerves in the lumbar spine go in to innervate the small, large intestines, colon, and bowel. So those nerves go there, which is 100% why, if you've ever had a lumbar or sacrum-related issue, the doctor's first thing that they ask will ever say, hey, have you had a change in your bowel or bladder function? Because they want to know if there is damage on that nerve enough that you're losing control of your bowel and bladder, that would be an emergent surgical procedure. And I would agree with that. Any change in your, because the nerves in your lower back go out there. But what's interesting is that we have just gone through a different set, not necessarily like, yes, we can look for C. diff and all the things, but So we did a little bit deeper. We looked at microbiome. We looked at parasitic infection. We looked at dysbiosis, yeast and candida. We looked at immunology, all of these different things from the GI system, 10 being the worst, parasitic infections at like a 7, microbiomes at a 10, like not a 10 out of 10, like woohoo, that's the best. Like you get a 10 out of 10. That's 10 is the worst. And I'm like, of course you're having all of these GI issues, but we also have to get, so, you know, but when you're like, but why? I have acid reflux, but why? Why is your body dumping in all of this acid? Is because it's not creating enough acid. It needs it to break down. Is it like, but why? And that's inevitably one where our goal is to get down to the root cause of the problems. And how we do that is figuring out the whys. There has to be a reason. There is dysfunction, dis-ease growing for a reason. And the more we can get down to what that looks like, our body's ability to heal becomes exponential. I always love when we talk about chiropractic in general, but it talks about chiropractic never gives anyone anything. It just removes interference and lets that body innate naturally restore. And that's in everything, you know, but we look at the five essentials in our office. We look at mindset, nutrition, detoxification, oxygen in the muscle in form of exercise, chiropractic care. Your nervous system is what controls everything. And so that aspect, when we start getting back down to allowing for the body to function and heal, this is where we see exponential change. So before we actually dive down deeper into health symptoms that you should never ignore, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's health in the news, tampons containing lead, arsenic, and potentially toxic chemicals, study says. Here's what to know. So the average menstruating female will spend about 5 years of their total reproductive span using an estimated 11,000 tampons, sanitary pads, panty liners, and other menstrual products. What if some of these menstrual aids contain heavy metals and potentially toxic chemicals linked to chronic disease and reproductive and developmental problems? This is absolutely huge. If you have not heard about this, I don't feel like it is mainstream media, but in the same token, I can honestly say like I don't watch the news, so it might have been on there, but I know that the people who fund most of these are also ones that pay for a lot of the TV commercials. So anyways, past research has found tampons and other menstrual products may contain chemicals such as perfluoral alkalis or polyfluoral alkali substances, PFAS. So they're plasticizers, also known as phthalates, volatile organic compounds, which are VOCs, emitted as gas or fragrances from consumer products. All of these chemical groups have been shown to disrupt the body's endocrine system, their hormones, right? So it creates hormone imbalance, which regulates sexual development, metabolism, blood sugar, mood, sleep, and exponentially more. Though recently, a small study found arsenic and lead in organic and non-organic tampons. While the levels were small, there are no safe levels of exposure to lead. The heavy metals. So this researcher and her team tested 30 tampons from 14 brands purchased from major online retail and stores in the United States, United Kingdom, and Greece. The researchers conducted a blinded study, so they did not know the brands. The team ran tests for 16 heavy metals: arsenic, barium, calcium, cadmium, cobalt, chromium, copper, iron, manganese, mercury, nickel, lead, selenium, strontium, vanadium, I struggle saying that, and zinc. We found an average of 100 nanograms per gram of lead, 2 nanograms of arsenic. Organic tampons contained a higher level of arsenic, while non-organic tampons had a higher level of lead. The average lead concentration in tampons was about 10 times higher than the max level currently allowed in drinking water. Arsenic were 5 times lower than the current level of drinking water. So, okay, better. Organic is better. It's important to note that arsenic shouldn't be present in tampons at all, and yet we don't yet understand the effect of the vaginal exposure since it has never been studied. There's no safe level of lead exposure, and it has been shown to cause reproductive health issues in women. How did detectable levels of these heavy metals get into the tampons in the first place? First, they are typically made of cotton and a mixture of cotton and rayon, a semi-synthetic fiber that's made of wood pulp. Arsenic is a natural element found in soil, water, air, while lead and other heavy metals are part of the Earth's crust. The chemicals, phthalate, that are in sanitary pads, panty liners, and tampons. Phthalates are in consumer products that we tried to actively avoid from a chemical standpoint because we know that it's not only in shampoos, makeups, perfumes, children's toys, it has been linked to reproductive problems such as genital malformation, undescended testes, lower sperm count, lowered testosterone level in males, early menarche, which is start of the menstrual cycle in teens and preteens. Here's what's really interesting is that why they said it is such a problem for all of that is, one, no one actually knew that this was really in there. They're like, yeah, there's like forever chemicals and it's plastic and all the things. But when they're looking, because the tissue lining is so thin, that is directly absorbed into the bloodstream and it is not filtered by the liver. So this is not filtered by the liver. I think this is a problem for any female who's going through this. But I think about our adolescents and our youths who have yet to conceive. And then I look at all of these rates of infertility that happens. We have all of these other hormones and chemicals and lack of nutrients. But yet, then we've got this on top of it and you're like, what to do? So in a good, better, best scenario, that's one where organic outweighs and trumps the non-organic. But that being said, if you're looking at what to do, menstruation cups are the way. So if you feel like they haven't fit, there's oftentimes free online research databases that you can like type in, like if you've had children, or they'll ask specific questions that allows you to erect more that might be a better fit for you. So that's an aspect because it's all silicone. So there's not going to be the potential toxicity that is, unfortunately, now that we know, in tampons. So knowledge is power. With power, you can take action to make better and more educated decisions. So when we return, let's dive into the health symptoms if you have that you should never ignore next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today we are talking about health symptoms that you may be experiencing to never ignore. I share with patients time and time again, health shows a lot of signs, and symptoms should show you more about your health. I truly believe that symptoms are one of our greatest blessings that we have. Now, don't get me wrong, right? Like, it's not fun to have symptoms. It's not fun to feel bad. It's not fun to have pain. It's not fun to lose your hair. Symptoms stink, right? But you have to think that your body has these small signs to be able to tell you, like, I need attention. Pay attention to me. Stop neglecting me. Let's talk about this. This isn't necessarily a sign and symptom, but what about a muscle? Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is. It's just not, right? How about this sign and symptom? Muscle spasm, right? You have a calf cramp. Your toe locks up. Your body's like, oh no. And the first thing that you should ask is, but why? But why are you having that? Why is your calf cramping? Why are your toes like that? And we think, first and foremost, like, what could our body be telling us? And it's like trying to get your attention that the last time you drank water was 3 days ago, and the only thing that you've consumed thus far is something that's bubbly and coffee. That's it. That's all you've consumed. And your body's like, hey. And we're like, we need bananas, more bananas, potassium. You're like, maybe. Maybe, because sodium potassium gradient is literally part of how a muscle constricts. So the body's like, hey, you know how we're going to get their attention? We're gonna spasm the muscle to get them to drink more water. And we're like, here's a banana. You're like, but why? Because there's a lot of people who are potassium deficient and don't necessarily have those same muscle cramps. But it is part of an important component for muscle gradient and contraction. So it's like, hi, here's a heads up. Let's see what we can do. So our body's like, hi, that's a big one. And it's super painful. Though the problem is that because we've normalized signs and symptoms so much, and we have, as a country, figured out just the best ways to mask it, right? Like, why would I ever need to be able to actually view what is going on? Because instead of getting down to the root cause, we could say, but why? We're like, you know, it's easier, Tylenol. And you're like, oh my gosh, goodness gracious. So what about this? Signs and symptoms you should not ignore. Cold and heat tolerance. I will often have someone, oh, I had a friend forever. And it does not matter if it was the middle of winter in the Midwest. It didn't matter if it was 110 degrees with 100% humidity, you know, and you, when you walk out and your hair goes poof. Man, if you have shorter hair, you probably won't understand. But then you almost feel like you're swimming to wherever you need to go. Like, you walk out of a building and you have to like swim to your car because the air is so thick and so dense because of humidity. So those times where you literally walk out and immediately are just sweating, just being outside for a second, your body's sweating in every sort of crack, crevice, wherever you go. But you have that friend who's still actively freezing, even when it's like that. I'm like, I don't think that's right. And so, or you have someone who is just, it doesn't matter. They're just constantly hot. If there is a cold or heat tolerance, one of the things to look at and have evaluated is your thyroid. So your thyroid gland and how your thyroid gland is functioning massively affects how you perceive temperature. So one of the signs and symptoms that your thyroid gives you, for example, hypothyroidism, hypo is less, right? Is trouble tolerating the cold. So when an underactive thyroid slows down the body's system, your cells have less energy to burn, which means there's less energy, means less heat. On the other end of the spectrum, if you have an overactive thyroid, it puts energy-producing cells into drive. So people with hyperthyroidism often will find that they have trouble tolerating the heat. So that's one, if you're like colder heat tolerant, that's one where thyroid could be affected. Another one too, You ready for this? Problem sleeping. So there's a couple different areas. We're talking insomnia. We can evaluate obstructive sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome. Oh my gosh, I get so much restless leg syndrome in the office. All of those, what they all have in common is also thyroid, right? Like your thyroid, that little gland up there. I feel like the easy ones, you're like, oh, I've got this. You know, there was someone I looked at in the office and I was like, when was the last time you went to your primary care? And they said, it's been years. And why do you ask? I said, you need to go back to your primary care or find a new primary care. But you could actively see her thyroid in her throat, that big lump. So not like an Adam's apple. The thyroid itself was almost swollen. So when we talk about sleep-related disorders as it relates to the thyroid, so insomnia, for example, hyperthyroidism also makes conditions like anxiety and depression worse, which is why it impacts, where hypothyroidism isn't necessarily directed to insomnia, but it could affect your sleep quality by making other conditions worse. So for example, severe muscle pains, joints pain, it just kind of affects the quality of sleep. Many people who have obstructive sleep apnea also have hypothyroidism. Research hasn't necessarily connected why the two are still there, so that but why is not answered. But there is often, if someone's having obstructive sleep apnea, they should also have their thyroid check. But as well, restless leg syndrome. So this could be hyper or hypo. So I think just looking at the general ones, the other thing too that I see so much of is restless leg syndrome. That is so much, people are just like, here's Neurontin or gabapentin, which is a nervous system dampener, right? It's just telling the brain to kind of shut off, don't feel it as much. But the nerves in your lower back are the ones that not only go out to digestion, reproduction, gallbladder, and prostate, are the ones that go down the leg. So if that's one where you're walking a whole bunch and your brain's firing down your legs to walk, 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 and then we stop that, but we still need messages to get out to your intestines. And if there's any compression, the brain still has to work to get out to the intestines. So not just to the intestines, it's down. Quadriceps, quads, hamstrings, right? And that's where you get the little twitches or the creepy crawlies. You know, so that's one often where adjustments and magnesium, especially from a muscle related standpoint, really do tend to make quite the difference. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. We're talking about health symptoms, signs and symptoms that should not be ignored. Another one, if you're on track for the trend of where we're going, is that loss of eyebrows. Here's what's really interesting. I had a patient who came in and she said, I lost the inner third of my eyebrow. And I said, huh? Because typically, if you're following the trend, which is the way that your thyroid gives you these signs and symptoms, is that typically it's the lateral, like the outside third of the eyebrow that you'll lose. You'll see a lot of hair symptoms, honestly, especially with like dry, coarse, brittle hair that easily breaks. Now, that being said, I will say that oftentimes patients will come in with dry, breaking, brittle hair and they'll say, I think it's my thyroid. And then they will go get their thyroid tested and it will come back in the normal range. Now, can you still have underlying thyroid problems? Yes, from a cell cycle. But what I will say so much of is when I ask patients, when they say, hey, I'm very concerned about my thinning, loss, dry, brittle hair, breakage, the first thing that I will ask is, number one, how much water are you drinking in the average day? The average person, 90 to 100 ounces. Number two, how much protein, how many grams of protein are you consuming in the average day? The average American is not consuming near the amount of protein. And so when we talk about protein as a building block of cells, we expect our body to do all of these things. But because we're not giving them the proper amount of amino acids, one of the things that we can see, right, we physically look at, we touch, we brush, we are mindful of it every day, is our hair. It's not our cell cycles that we do this for. It's literally our hair. And so when it's forefront of mind, it's very much to be like, hi, I have thinning or missing hair on my eyebrows, or I'm shedding with big chunks of hair, or I notice my hair's not growing as much. How much protein are you eating in the average day? Because if we're like, hey, I've got oatmeal for breakfast and then a sandwich for lunch and then who knows what for dinner, you know, the average person that I see is maybe getting 30 or 40 grams of protein in a day, when in reality, it should be exponentially more for the average human. And then the last one is just if they're taking like a good quality GMP, which is good manufacturing processes, a good GMP certified vitamin. Like that's just one where you're like, hey, yes, that issue could be from a lot of, kind of like fatigue, right? Like fatigue, of course, there's tons of signs and symptoms that with fatigue, but that could be thyroid, it could be circulation, it could be liver enzymes, it could be malabsorption, it could be dysbiosis, it could be, you know, that you're someone who's like, I'm tired, I'm just so tired all the time. Like, when do you go to sleep? 11:30. When do you get up? 5. Like, that's not enough sleep, right? Like, you're getting a little bit over 5 hours of sleep, but you do that continually every night. Like, you're not getting a word, dude. You know, you are getting health related issues because you're not sleeping the proper amount. Like, those are ones more from a proactive standpoint. Like, yes, fatigue, lack of energy, being extra tired, that's probably your body sign. But again, there's still a reason of but why. I would say more specifically for fatigue, though, there's just such an array that those are ones that would warrant a larger sit down or more investigation in terms of objective testing. So now, about 30% of you, 29.9%, to be exact, experience this next symptom but choose to ignore it. We'll talk about what that symptom is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. Oh, I know there's gonna be some pride today. Oh, I swear there's some signs when you're I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins.
Your body is always going to try to do the right thing at the right time. Sometimes that's by some signs and symptoms that maybe you shouldn't ignore. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Now your body is likely trying to get your attention to say, psst, care for me, pay attention to me, something's happening to me. And not everything is just as obvious as a dehydrated calf cramp. Like, that gets your attention. It will take you to the floor. You will kick, scream, and cry. But, like, imagine if, you know, something as unfortunate as cancer had the same ability to grab our attention before it was actually out of abnormal cells. You know, and unfortunately, it just doesn't happen like that. But when we do see these subtle signs and symptoms, we have to have our ability to pick our head up and be like, hey, why is this happening? And is there something that we can do proactively? So when we say pick our heads up and pay attention, one sign and symptom that you should pay attention to is that if you notice your prescription is starting to change, if you're having trouble seeing. It can happen as we get older, but blurry vision that develops out of nowhere or comes on too soon, kind of after another prescription change, can actually be an indication of diabetes. So increasing sugar levels can cause fluid to build up in the back of your eye lens, which can blur your vision or cause nearsightedness. So that is actively one that if you're like my husband doesn't get his eyes checked the way I do because I am virtually blind without help. So I am kind of like the three blind. Well, the three blind, all three of them were blind. I'm mostly blind and he's deaf. So that's kind of like the ones where like see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. They're monkeys on the emojis on the iPhone. But anyways, so glasses. So he wouldn't go, but if he noticed something like that, that should be a flag. Another one too that I see so much of that people are just like annoyed with because they think, oh, maybe I'm just drinking more water. If you are actively drinking more water and seeing an increase in urination, that's because your kidneys are filtering your blood for urine. If you are drinking the average amount, but you still are consistently using the restroom, you see this increased need or increased amount of urination, that also can be a sign and symptom of diabetes. I'll tell you, there is, when we were in chiropractic school and we were preparing for boards, you'd go through all these like board study classes. And they're like, hey, if you see this person who's got all of these weird symptoms and diabetes is an answer, then absolutely. Because it's your way of expelling all of that extra sugar into your that's in your bloodstream. Obviously, it can be a sign of urinary tract infection. But that's one if you're like, oh, gosh, I've got all this stuff. Same thing, losing feeling in your hands a lot. If your extremities go numb, it could be from diabetes, right? But it also could be from the fact that you have damage on the nerves, which would be where we come in. Now, that's one. What I can see, I can say I see the most of from a signs and symptoms standpoint because of what I do in my office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is that I don't understand why we've normalized headaches, neck pain, and back pain. I don't understand why we have made it okay. I'll see someone who comes in the office. I'm like, okay, gosh, you can barely move. How long this has been going on for? On and off for years. What have you been doing for years? Nothing. Why? Oh, because I could always do everything. It never slowed me down. It never prevented me. So, and here's the analogy that I use for individuals when they come in. And I say this like fun and lighthearted, but I mean, honestly, when you think about it, imagine you went into the dentist with a toothache. And you said, hey, doc, I've got a toothache. And they're like, how long has this toothache been going on? And they say, oh, I mean, it's been on and off for, gosh, I don't know, 10 years. And you're like, let me understand. You've had this toothache now for 10 years. For 10 years, you've had a toothache. Why have you not come in sooner? And they say, well, I just avoided, you know, cold things and really sugary things and it never prevented me from eating anything. And you're like, what would have 10 years ago maybe been a small cavity is now something that's a root canal. You got to pull the tooth. You have all these things. Why? Because you chose to ignore the signs and symptoms because the signs and symptoms weren't severe enough. Help me understand that thought process. Because I see it all the time in the office and I will smile and be kind and support and love because that truly is my heart. But my analytical, my but why brain has to try to figure out why that was ever okay. Here's the other thing that I see so often as well is that they come in and they're like, you know what I used to do? They think my office isn't working. They're like, Greenwood Family Chiropractic isn't working. And I'm like, okay, tell me why. And they say, because what I used to do, my old chiropractor, that's my favorite, my old chiropractor, they used to give me like 3 or 4 adjustments. I'd come a couple times and then I would be good to go. And I'm like, yeah. And that was how many years ago? 15. Okay. So you saw them for 3 or 4 times. Your pain went away. But did you still have a scoliosis? Did you still have a loss of curvature in your neck? Did you still have an unlevel pelvis? Did you still have degeneration happening in your spine? Because if you did then, that's like saying, hey, 10 years ago, I used to put a little bit of Orajel, right, like a numbing cream on my toothache and take a couple of Tylenol, and it did me fine. So clearly that's the dentist's problem, that 10 years of tooth decay happened and you chose to do nothing. Help me understand. Why is it that we don't move the needle until it's excruciating with this exacerbation and all of these other things? Help me understand why. And that's one when you start getting to the root cause of the problem. Unfortunately, when we're not the first person, this is one where we can still help. It might take a little bit longer though, right? That's just like more extensive dental work, just like more extensive chiropractic work, depending on what's happening when you come in. So I want to revisit a testimony of a patient who came in and really was able to move the needle on some of her signs and symptoms. So we're welcoming Jennifer to the line. Jennifer, it's great to have you here.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Very nice. So I'm just going to ask you a couple quick questions, really your experience. So before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, what were some of the problems that you were having?
Well, Dr. Leanne, it was kind of interesting because I was actually facing purchasing a wheelchair. And at the time, being 44 years old, that was not an option. And I looked all around. I was very prayerful, and I decided to take a friend up on some advice and try a chiropractor. And I drove around, and I just didn't feel good about going to just any chiropractor. I wanted somebody to help me and take care of my whole body and not just a piece of my body. And you did that, and you offered that with Maximized Living. And so I took you up on that.
So what were some things, so before you had started with us, what were some of the things that you had tried?
Honestly, I've tried just about everything, even weight loss to help, you know, motivate and move myself to being able to move, some stretching. I'd gone to a couple different doctors, and they basically told me that the only way that I would be able to deal with my back would be able to do surgery on it. And they didn't even guarantee that the surgery would work. And then also they said that because of the twist in my spine, that I would be on pain medication the rest of my life, which I was not going to do.
Yeah. But now that you have been under care now for a couple months, so what are some of the positive changes that you've seen within yourself?
Within myself, I've definitely got a better outlook on life. Things are nice now. As far as the pain is not, I still have pain, but it's not near my pain was a scale of 10 being the highest. Pain was well over 10 many, many days. Now my pain is down to a 3 or 4, and that's no joke. And I'm able to walk around the mall with my kids. I'm able to, my kids are cross-country runners and track runners. I can walk around the track. I can walk around the cross-country fields and do a little jog even, which, you know, was a little bit nice for me. And this past cross-country season, it's just, it's been really nice to be able to participate in my family again. Before, I couldn't do that. I'd have to go sit out in the car in the mall and wait for them. About 30 minutes is all I could stand, maybe an hour tops. Even driving was excruciating. And now I don't have that problem, so I can go places.
Yeah, and I think that's what's the most exciting, Jennifer, is when we talk is the change that's made in your family.
I'm alive, and I want to live a life that's alive. And when you have kids, that's sitting on the sidelines no fun. We've always been athletic, and it's given me a chance now to be athletic again and walk. I'm up to 2 miles a day.
Oh, man.
I'm doing great.
I love that.
I'm doing great.
That makes me excited for you.
I'm happy. You have no idea. It's given me a chance to live and see life again, and I didn't have that 3 months ago. So thank you.
Yes, I'm just glad you're there. It's awesome to be able to see that change, not only with you, with your whole family. So
it is, and the kids are, Jake's hips are straightened out. He's actually doing well. My daughter's doing well. Jake's planning on having a full ride scholarship with his running career. And with the fact that you've helped his hips go from 6 inches out of place to 0 out of place, he's running fantastic. So, and Jacqueline is epileptic, so that's been a big help too. She hasn't, the very first adjustment, she quit having headaches. Uh-huh. So that's amazing. And we have not had to rely on any kind of medication for that at all to take care of headaches and pain for her. So it's a blessing, just a complete blessing for us.
Good. Well, I thank you so much for being able to share the changes that you've seen, because just really people listening will be able, you know, it's everyone has that same opportunity. So thank you so much.
Very true. Thank you, Dr. Leanne.
Good. And I will see you this afternoon.
Yes, you will. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great one.
So if you want to be evaluated, if you want to learn more, if you want to know, but why these signs and symptoms are happening, there is a reason. And that's when we're, give us a call, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. I'll share with you this story, and I will do my due diligence to actually get him on as a testimony, because I do feel like it's so noteworthy, is that we had a patient who came in and was originally seen, you know, and things happen, life, jobs, marriage, whatever. So we hadn't seen him for a while. And more recently, I got a call back because he had had a lumbar disc herniation. Now, when we talk about this lumbar disc herniation, this poor man could literally not go from his car to my seats in the front, like our waiting area. We've got seats in there. When I tell you it's probably, I don't know, 200 feet from the car, it's a very short walk. He could only be upright, which wasn't even upright. It was bent over forward because of the pain that he had down his disc. It's when we reviewed his x-rays, he had to like almost be laying down. It was just, you know, and we had an MRI to be able to figure that out. Here's what's so, I had a patient once and he said, do you want to know why I came to you before I went to my primary care physician for my back pain? And I said, yes, I would love to know the answer. He said, because I know that that you would be more likely to refer me out for an MRI or for a consult than they would be to ever send me to you. And I said, absolutely. I can't tell you how many times people have come in and I'm like, this is wonderful. We will take x-rays today, but we will also refer you out for an MRI today to see exactly what's going on from a soft tissue aspect so that we can be really specific and really advanced on exactly what's going on. Sometimes someone sleeps funny, it might exacerbate something. Other times it's a disc-related issue. It'll change and alter the way that you're adjusted, but we have the education and knowledge and ability to refer out for that. And so that aspect, when we work more actively on getting to the root cause, it's one that now, gosh, I hadn't seen him and he was coming on times that I wasn't necessarily in the office. And he came in and he was standing up straight and I said, who are you? And he was like, I know. He's like, I'm not all the way there yet. But he goes, I can't explain to you that difference in terms of quality of life that I have now that I didn't. He's like, I know, right? Because disc-related issues take a little bit longer than ones that aren't. But he's like, but now I have the opportunity, ability to do things that I wasn't able to do, you know, just a couple weeks ago. And so just that aspect and opportunity that it's like, hey, like, what if we didn't wait until we got to that severity or that extreme and the ability to get in and help and move and shake and, but figuring out the but whys, you know, but I think it's just one where inevitably the person who's listening right now that says, I don't have that much pain and I'm not that bad. Those inevitably are the people who, this is a great time to come in, right? It's the time where you might just have a mild toothache. You might just have a little bit of help to give versus this big where, you know, it's a longer aspect. We have that ability very much so. So if you want to schedule your appointment, give us a call, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.